relax your mind, set your conscience free. You now rocking to the smooth sounds of that boy Pedro Lee. Some say I'm nasty, I won't disagree. Give me a chance, shorty, I go bonkers in that. I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill. Shorty, ride it well, I give you something you can feel. I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill. I give you something you can feel. I need it real, shorty, Instagram bore me. And then no sense of Snapchatting me, pussy, you fucking feel me? I bang till the frames crack in your lobby. Sexing is my sport, making love is my hobby. You think you ready? Come at me. Your conversation is a tease to me. I already have a sense of what that mouth may do to me. I take them blind, crippling crazy, 25 to 80. I make a nipple seem fucking lazy. People bring Karma Sutra books to me so they can be autographed by me. I didn't make the positions, mommy, I just perfected them, you feel me? You don't believe me? I take you on a trip to ecstasy. The first ride is all on me. Cause I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill. Shorty, ride at will, I give you something you can feel. I'm so calm, so calm, I'm so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, cause my fam has no chill. I'm giving you something you can feel. Finger pop, non-stop, you came through in a crop top. Hit it in the kitchen on the stove top. Egg game top notch, have you warm and hot like a crock pot. Hit it in the right spot, you come while you telling me don't stop. He can do it like me, I think not. Do the lane, tweak it, that's how dumb motherfuckers get shot. Biscuit go bam bam bedrock. Don't have me to resort back to the old P-Rock. Flow sick, shit call a doc. I must be feeling you, cause when I bone, I took off my socks. Too easy. She's bad and bougie. I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. Cause I'm so calm, so calm, I'm so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. Yo, I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So you stay calm, I can't believe this episode 9 of You'll Be Alright. Let's go. You'll be alright. Another episode. Go. This is You'll Be Alright, Season 2, Episode 9, February, March 31st. I know it's March 31st, but let me get at these fools today. Alright. Straight off the deck, let me get into it right quick and stop playing with you motherfuckers. Alright, this is gonna be a calm, cool, relax. So I got some shit to get off my chest. You feel that? Alright. Okay. You don't like the way I do my things my way. Okay, with no delay. Okay, first of all, I'm sorry that I come straight off the head and just talk to people like they're right in front of me. I don't need no editing to my podcast, homie. I'm sorry, you need to put out your shit once a week. And then that once a week is an archive that you put out like months ago. Oh, don't fuck with Pedro. Come on, dog, now you know. This is not like before. This is not warning shots. This is motherfucking headshots to your bomber clock. What the blood clock? Let me get into my zone, man. Let me get into my motherfucking zone right now. Hello. Can I talk my shit? Because the people that listen to my shit say they love when I talk my shit. I don't think we gonna nod our heads to anything or vibe to this one. This is that get hyped motherfucking episode for Fridays, man. I hope your Friday is going good and your week went good, because nod your head to this while I talk my shit. Now, first of all, I don't
edit my shit. Why? Because I'm talking to the people direct. No, it's not a live podcast, but I record that motherfucker one time. One motherfucking time. Grand opening, grand closing. And then I'll upload that motherfucker and y'all listen to it. And I appreciate the ones that listen to it. And I appreciate the ones that listen to it and don't like it. All right? This not talking about the people that don't like it because, you know, you got your own thing. You know what I'm saying? I like pickles, but I can't stand cucumbers. You know what I'm saying? Same motherfucking thing, except vinegar adds some different shit to it. So maybe I need a little vinegar to my podcast so you can digest it. So I'm going to hit your ass with some vinegar to sour up some moves right quick. So I had one person say they listened to my podcast, the first two episodes. His name was Michael Short. He listened to it. I support him. He got a podcast, like Refinery Podcast, that he talk about improv. Cool. That's his opinion. We on two different spectrums. You know what I'm saying? He sit down with improvisers and they talk like improvisational shit. All right. I don't do that. I talk to you like we on a motherfucking couch sipping, we on the street smoking, or we just in the bed laying down after we finish fucking. That's how I talk to you. Why? Because I do improv and I don't want to talk about that shit because that's what I do. Like, if I was a carpenter, I wouldn't make a motherfucking podcast say, oh, Jesus, this good wood is good because I'm a carpenter. Now, I don't want to talk about what I do on a regular. I want to vibe with you guys, right? That seems fair, right? Now, I'm not knocking somebody that's a carpenter and want to hear a carpenter podcast. So they will listen to, oh, Jesus, this wood is good. Why? Because I just dropped some gems in that. Jesus was the carpenter and Jesus was good, so his wood should be good. Now, you could take that another motherfucking way, thinking Jesus making a porno about his dick on a cross. I don't give a fuck. Hail Mary, motherfucker. Now, Let's get into this right quick. All right. So that's other than spectrum. Michael Short had his opinion, and I respect him. He's a cool dude. Y'all should take refinery classes and all that. But now, I was discussing something. I was bigging up Michael's podcast, right? This guy named Michael Short. You should check it. He does improv, like improv nerds, is whatever. It's not like improv nerds, but it's for improv nerds. And nerds is not a derogatory thing, because when it comes to pussy, I'm a nerd. I put on glasses when I hit it from the back. Ha ha! Now, let's get into something. I was telling somebody about his podcast, listen to it. They said they never listened to my podcast, right? But they subscribed to it, which is a big up, right? You know, you're not supposed to shake a motherfucking hand until you look them in their eyes, right? Because you don't know what the motherfucker have in disguise. So I'm about to say, hey, thank you, because you subscribed to it. You ain't even had to do that. Never listen to it, but you know how my whole motherfucking format. Now, check this out. You know my whole format. You going to talk about, oh, you rap in it? How the fuck you know I rap in it if you ain't listening to it? Come on, dog. You not motherfucking clairvoyant. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. You not really feeling me. I get it. But you ain't got to listen to it. But you ain't got to patronize me and pretend like you listen to it just to diss it. All right? So, boom. This is the whole motherfucking scenario, right? So I'm like, I'm bigging up Michael Short show. And it's a cool show. I listened to it. I wish I would have told him in person that I listened to it, but I listened to it. You know what I'm saying? I be ear hustling and shit, keeping my mouth closed and my ears wide open so I could talk with my mind in doom time. But bam, this motherfucker here gonna come out the blue. The same motherfucker, he should have been in warning shots. On the last season, but he's not even. Is he's like a he's like a he's he. What's worse than a regular pussy? He's a hysterectomy pussy, which means he can't even reproduce any motherfucking good material. You suck, my dude. You suck, my dude. Now, I would tell you to eat a dick, but I guarantee you'll make it look whack while you eating the dick. So he gonna chime in, right? And was like, yeah, I heard like one episode. I thought you ain't hear one episode. I thought you just subscribed. You never listened to it, all right? So you're like, oh, I tried to fast forward to it. Now, granted, Michael said the same thing. He fast forward to it, and it seemed like I was on the same thing. listen. But at least he admitted, like, I fast forward. He like, I fast forward to it. It seemed like you wasn't, it seemed like you were drunk and you just start talking. Yes, bingo. Just to let you know, I'm trying to get people in a good mood, in a good groove. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to make motherfuckers snooze. Once I said before, this is a laid back motherfucking podcast, so you can get your shit together and then get your shit together in the comfort of your own eardrum. You know what I'm saying? So, to top that off, right? Because I take criticism, it's whatever. But don't play me, right? So I like, you know me, I'm front and center with mine. No bullshit. I'm like, oh, I thought you ain't listen to it. You're like, all I know is you a bitch. I know that because I see a bitch in front of me. If somebody say, hey, you know a bitch, I'm pointing my finger right at your bitch ass because you are the definition of bitch. Your picture would be right next to the definition of bitch in a dictionary. Matter of fact, a bitchinary, because you a pussy that had a hysterectomy. Come on, you feel me? So now, boom, 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 boom. Now, it's all playtime, cool now. Nah, don't buy me a drink, motherfucker. It's not cool no more. And so now I'm going to do it like this. I told him I'm going to give him a dedication. I'm going to give him a dedication. So, James, this is your dedication. Not to get mixed up with my James, Jigga Man, a.k.a. Alex K. Samaj. Not to get mixed up with the real motherfucker. I'm not talking about you, Samaj. I'm talking about this bitch-made motherfucker right now. I mean, I'm going to have to get in his ass right now. But I'm not going to continue getting in his ass because he would like that. And not on no sexy shit. He just one of those motherfuckers. He like to feel pain. You know what I'm saying? He need a dominatrix. He want a nigga to step on his balls and call him baby chops or some shit. But I'm not gonna call you baby chops and step on your motherfucking balls. I'm gonna give you what you're asking for. See, I don't edit my shit. That's another thing. He said he has a podcast, right? I'm not even gonna mention his fucked up ass podcast because he told me, he like, I put something out last month, I might drop it in the summer after I finish editing it. I'm talking to motherfuckers in real time. Okay, it's not real time, but I do it just one time and then I upload the shit so they can just hear it at least one time. I appreciate you listening one time. I don't do no double takes and all that bullshit. I don't beg motherfuckers to come on and do shit. Are you fucking serious? You know what I think it is? Because I'm just jonesing right now, blog. I'm just jonesing. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hearing you a little shum shum. You know what I'm saying? Make that motherfucker feel it in his rib. I'm not gonna map him out yet. So you know what I'm saying? So I think, I hope in season 3, I ain't got to do one of these motherfucking type of episodes ever again. Like, every motherfucking season around this motherfucking time, around motherfucking episode 9, motherfucking step out of line, and I got to check the ass one time. Now, fuck him, fuck his existence, and you can offer me a drink again. Matter of fact, offer you a drink, I'm going to stir up my dick, and then you can swallow it. Now, swallow back. Let's get into some other shit, right? I think pussy is overrated. Yeah. Now, if people that like dick, you may think dick is overrated. Now, let me tell you why I said pussy is overrated. Check it out. It's not the pussy that I'm after or the sex. I gotta connect with a motherfucker. Remember in the episode 12 last season, I said it's fake chemistry, whatever, and I say organic chemistry. I gotta have organic chemistry. I at least gotta kick it with you or feel comfortable around you. I'm just not gonna stick my dick in. And I think that's what it is. It's not the pussy, it's the person that attached to it. Trust me, if the elbow feel as good as the pussy, it'd be bitches on a fucking strip club popping their elbow for niggas to pay for it. So, and probably the same way with dick. It's probably not the person, it's the person who attached to the dick. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I said pussy and dick is overrated. Let's go. Yesterday, I fell back, y'all. A demon uppercut the shit out of me. You know what I mean? I fell back. I was going on like a little over a month, porn free and everything. And all of a sudden, I'm in the bathroom, and my hand just full of porn. You know, I got the highest gig on the 7 Plus, so the porn just, it's extreme immaculate. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And I was about to come, and then I quit. I was jacking off to Marcia Hayes, and she was on the couch in the scene. And, you know, dude was hitting it, you know, regular porn style, wife beater on, socks on, hitting from the back like it's nothing on. And then I just about to come, and I felt a sharp pain in the left side of my stomach, my abdomen, whatever you want to call it. I thought my left ball went in my stomach. I freaked the fuck out. I hopped up mid-coming. So I didn't even know you could stop coming. But if I would impregnate somebody, it'd have been half the child. You know what I'm saying? It'd been half the man I was, because I ain't giving the full buzz. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not jacking off no more. Not the point. No, 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 no. Only time I jack my dick more than 12 times is after coitus, and that because I was just want to finish the race. You know what I'm saying? I just want to finish the race. Fake motherfuckers, right? This ain't got nothing to do with James or hip punk ass. If you ever see James, freckle face motherfucker, always wear a fucking watch people that know people in my circle. Like, who the fuck? Damn, I want to vibe. I want y'all to vibe too, but fuck that, man. I got some shit. You know what I'm saying? Since all I do is waste time. That's another thing, people. They said I waste time. I'm wasting y'all motherfucker time. Do y'all feel like maybe this episode, y'all may feel wasting time, like I'll be buying time when I said vibing out. I'll be really vibing out with you people. But now, I gotta show these motherfuckers that I can come straight up and don't have to stop or shut the fuck up to make you wanna listen up. I bang for the buck. They might say I'm trying to buy time right now. They can eat a dick right now. Save it now or later. Eat it now, around later. Or maybe you want to gargle on it like you're gargling Skittles. I don't know what you do, because you like to lick through the middle of the Tootsie Roll. How many licks does it take to get to the center of the Tootsie Pop? I don't know how many licks to make you want to bust off a cop. That's some question you got to ask yourself. That's some question that's bad for your health. Who does a podcast like this? No one else. I said podcast. I meant to say podcast. I make sure my words are crass. I don't know, but I can't mess with the fake ones. Not like me, son. Better next time, son. I seen 9 motherfuckers talking about they about to do a podcast. What y'all, the Wu-Tang Clan of podcasts, motherfuckers? Y'all better fucking migrate before you get to my level. I'm sorry if I ain't asking what y'all doing this weekend and shit. I'm being rude. I ain't doing birthday shout outs. And the reason I ain't doing birthday shout outs because I'm doing this motherfucking eulogy at this funeral on these bitch made motherfuckers right now. Can I sip, James? Can I take a sip? Is that buying time? Is that 2 seconds buying time? Is it? You want to come over here and edit my shit? I ain't think so. Oh, see how I pause, y'all? See, that little pause for me to take a breath instead of me sounding like a rambling mess is what James want me to do best. Because he ain't got hair on his chest. And he pushing 40. That's what his body's saying. Even though he's saying he's 20-something. Nah, brother, you age like a banana. Oh, I can't even do the ha 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 ha. So, when it's time, I can't even give a topic. Damn, I want to give a topic so badly. I think you gotta know when it's time to cut motherfucking people off. It come a time to cut motherfucking people off. I'm gonna leave it because that's similar. In the same spectrum of breaks and timeouts and shit. Yo, I ain't gonna lie, man. I'm not even gonna lie to y'all, man. I'm in a fucked up place, man. If y'all in a fucked up place, man, we gonna get out this fucked up place. But check it. Sometimes you gotta stay in a fucked up place so you can appreciate a glorious place. Or even it ain't gotta be a glorious place. You can take a moderate, happy place and turn that shit to a paradise. You know what I'm saying? A paradise. Oh, I should punch this motherfucker in the head and roll his eyes like dice. This motherfucker is irritating like headlights. Make you wanna cut your fucking shit off. I swear this nigga was born with no balls. You should have listened to warning shots. I warn motherfuckers, call our names this time, James. I'm not playing. I told you, James, you pussy. I might go postal. Just by addressing me, I'm bringing it to you. Special delivery, not knock is a missile from me. I really do it, boy. I really twist you up, boy. I don't play no games, boy. Check my head and my eyes, the scars, boys. Check the nose, boy. Isn't that I'm for Israeli? That because I actually got busy. I put it down, boy. Oh, soft ass boy. Now watch you try to twist it.
He said I'm soft. He trying to make a homophobic thing.
Nah, I know homos that more fucking gangster than you. You pussy, dude. And the nigga fucking you know your pussy, too. That because you'll never rise from the bottom and get on top. Get it? You'll never rise from the bottom and get on top because you're a bottom and you don't like the top because you don't know how to handle the top. So you won't stay on the bottom until that nigga nut drop. Now, should I fucking proceed? Should I fucking proceed? Treat this motherfucker like the 90s and break him up like a bag of weed and then roll him up and then smoke and pass it to my man so he can blow him up? Or should I just shut smooth the fuck up and get back on my regular programming? Now he got me heated, man. I told him I was going to do it. I looked you in your face and said, I'm going to do it. You subscribe to my shit and then you didn't listen to it? But you subscribe to it, then you didn't listen to it. I hope you didn't listen to this shit. I hope you're feeling this shit. I knew I'm feeling this shit because I'm talking about you, bitch. Oh, damn, that's ridiculous.
Nah, that's not ridiculous. I'm telling the truth. You really are a bitch. Not fucking with it.
Can the price of milk go to fuck now? I'm buying more alcohol now because wine is cheaper than motherfucking car and the milk these days. I'm about to start putting fucking champagne in my cereal. I'm gonna be on some old what's that rapper name? Fuck. Not Stat Bonus. Fuck. Spanish dude. What's his name? Maybe y'all guys are right. Maybe I should edit because I'm doing this right now. Fuck it. His name doesn't come to me right now. I'm on my vibe and shit. This is a one-off. You think this was something? If y'all listening, y'all remember the cookie episode? Yes, yes, yes. Part 2, Paul Masson's version. You know what? More motherfuckers die off of potential pussy than actually getting pussy. And if y'all motherfuckers don't like me saying pussy, I'm sorry. Just because I'm saying pussy doesn't mean pussy gonna disappear. Especially in New York, where the ratio is 10 to 1. Damn. Even in my heated passion, I still drop a gem, son. Whoa. I'm on one, man. I can't give y'all a suggestion or topic because I said I'm going to do this and not stop it. But I want y'all, the motherfuckers, just to be on one right now, man. I want y'all to get in that motherfucking fighting zone right now. I know it's a peaceful podcast. The beat changed to some mellow shit. But I want y'all to get in the fighting zone. It doesn't have to be physical, but you got to be mental to fight these motherfucking devils because they're going to try to get at you. These are motherfuckers that will threaten you like they're going to do some physical harm to you. But then you step to their ass, they act like you the motherfucking fucking criminal and they're the victim. They know how to switch that shit. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta be mind focused and focus in mind. I'm sorry, man. At the end of the day, I'm still going to be positive. But I'm going to address all issues that's come to me. Some people might be like, hey, Pedro, you pussy. You talk about a motherfucker on a podcast. Okay. That's a fair evaluation right there. That's so fucking fair. But you know what's not fair? Prices of everything, man. I'm starting to be like one of them old motherfuckers, because I remember when candy bars were 50 cents. Now them shit's $1.25. Price of sex went down, fellas. That's a good thing. Hey, if y'all got sneakers and stuff, if y'all got sneakers and stuff for Africa, like Africa Kicks, Brianna Collette just sent me a message to donate sneakers, all sizes, kid sizes and everything. And I wear 10, which is, I guess, a small for a man, but my dick is all right, though. But I wear a size 10, so I guess that could be a kid size. I got a small foot, but at least it made the double digits. Hey. Oh, my God. I don't give a fuck. But let's do some other shit. But y'all can send y'all sneakers to, oh, shit. I'm so Americanized, I can't even pronounce this African brother's name. It's spelled out O-U-M-A-R-O-U. IDRISSA, and the address is 2619 Wilshire Boulevard, apartment 909, Los Angeles, California 90057. And if y'all really want to donate like sneakers and shit, because that's what they need. We need I can't walk around here luxury of spending a fortune on my feet and not give it to kids that really need sneakers, you know what I'm saying? So I'm donating like real shit. Now you ain't gotta do what I'm doing. I donate like Jordans and shit and stuff. Shit that they don't give a fuck about the name, you know what I mean? While we kill each other over the name over here. Or we do snatches. You know, like me and Drav, we used to go to King Plaza's and snatch. Alright. We used to do what we had to do, man. So donate your sneakers, man. If y'all really serious, donate sneakers for a good cause. Just decent conditions, you know what I mean? Hit me up at, and I'm being serious, I throw my real shit out there. Hit me up at, because you'll be alright at gmail.com. It might get mixed up with Yule and all that, but hit me up at MrPedroLee@gmail.com. Again, that's MrPedroLee at gmail.com. MrPedroLee@gmail.com. And I'll give you the address so you can donate your sneakers, send them out there, because there's some kids in need that they don't give a fuck about fashion. They just need something to put on their motherfucking feet, man. And we in the luxury, man. We complain. That's another thing. As black people, I'm speaking to us, man. We complain about a lot of shit. But we're not free like we should be free. We acclimated, you know what I'm saying? And more than acclimated, we are emancipated. Lincoln didn't sign freedom for freedom. Emancipated. So we're not privately owned, we publicly owned to the system, just like everyone else publicly owned. But your mind can still be free. If you play social, you got a social security number. All of us do. So how the fuck you free? You just got a sophisticated form of a barcode. These motherfuckers don't know. But fuck all that bullshit, man. Let's help some people out. You always want to help people out. I know you think you can't help people out, but you can help people out, man. And this is how I can help people out, man. I don't need a million fucking sneakers. I only got 2 feet. But if I got like a few sneakers I could give, that could hook up a few feet. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm doing. James, did I edit that bitch right for you? Should I edit myself? How the fuck you? What the fuck I look like editing my shit? And I'm talking to you to tell you to get through your shit. I'm trying to put positive shit, get you through your day and your work week, and I'm going to edit it. This is not that type of podcast. Now shout out to motherfuckers that do edit their shit and they shit sound crisp and all that. I salute you, my G, but I'm not cut from that. I give it to you real. I give it to you motherfucking raw. Ooh, baby, I like it raw. ODB style, Brooklyn Zoo. I'm bringing it to you. I'm going to record this shit, upload this shit. Hopefully you download this shit or listen to it and you get the message. But hopefully you stay in tune from what you just heard so you can get this message about delivering this. If you don't understand the address of what I say because I didn't articulate it correctly, just hit me up at MrPedroLee@gmail.com with your sneakers or whatever. I mean, not with your sneakers. You're not giving it to me, but I give you to the address so you can ship them, so they can ship them off to Africa, okay? And it's not for me. It's from Brianna Collette. If y'all in the Grand Theft Auto, she does the voice of Grand Theft Auto, and she, for you thirsty motherfuckers, she's pretty as a motherfucker and cool as a motherfucker and talented as a motherfucker. But for us, for you men and women, you know Africa is not just filled with dudes, all right? It's girls' sneaker game is just as mean as dudes. Probably even meaner because you suck at dudes buy brand new sneakers for girls to get some refurbished. Never mind. But just hit me up at MrPedroLee@gmail.com about the African Kicks program, man. I'm not pausing. I know I want a vibe. Trust me, I want a vibe, but again, I can't vibe.
I notice every time where when I listen to it, it like you was on the same topic. Cause it's different topics, different episodes, motherfucker. What I'm gonna do is introduce a topic one episode and then jump back to something else, you ignorant motherfucker, you.
Oh, I'm pouring some medicine. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving you the truth. You know what I'm saying? The truth is like medicine. People don't like the taste, but sometimes you need that motherfucking medicine to get better. I'm trying to make a better person out of your bitch ass. Let's not mistake. I'm not talking to you audience people. I'm talking, excuse me, not you. No, you cool. Hey, man, thanks for coming back. Listen, yeah, James, you? I'm talking to your bitch ass. The beautiful thing is we about the same height and same weight. So we can mop it out or swab it out. Or you get your shit mollywopped however you motherfucking want it. I'm not trying to start a podcast war either. So I'm telling you straight up. If you listen to it or someone listen to it and tell them I do not want a podcast war. Nope, I do not want a podcast war. I do not want my name mentioned in your podcast. I want you to take this motherfucking verbal ass whooping like a little bitch and shut smooth the fuck up. You know what? I want to perfect how to fucking make a steak. Like the grill, like grill it. I'm thinking about buying a grill, like the stovetop grill thing. I wonder if that's a good idea. I know for the people that don't eat red meat, God bless you, and that's a great thing. I shouldn't eat red meat either. But I've done a lot of crazy shit that I shouldn't be doing that could be endangered on my health. You know, my health is always in danger. I remember I fingered one chick I just met and was eating motherfucking buffalo wings at the same time. So hopefully it was blue cheese. Hopefully it was blue cheese. But if it wasn't blue cheese, that means my finger game is strong. Oh, I want to say let's go right there, but I can't. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to my shit so far, man. I'm up to so many. Like, I done came back around episode 2, season 9. Woo, baby. And I couldn't do it without y'all. And some people are like, what you mean you can't do it without y'all? Y'all some pussy ass motherfuckers. You can't do it without. Because, man, I be looking forward to doing this shit, man. Such a stress reliever, man. I still want y'all to release y'all stress, man. What I want y'all to do, be yourself, man. Always be yourself. Always be yourself. I remember one time I wanted to join the Blood Gang in New York. Yes, I did. Me and Sean Strong, rest in peace. Rest in peace, Strong. Real thorough, cool dude, man. He was taken away. You know what? We went to Queens somewhere, and we knocked on the door, and by the grace of God, no one answered because we ain't know what we was in store for. I mean, we both, I think, made a great decision not to join. I don't know his affiliation, what he was doing. I just know he was a strong dude, and he was taken away, and the good die young. And you know what? Shout out to everyone we lost, man. And we're going to keep doing it, man. But to your... I'm just going... Man, I can't help but be positive. I can't help but give y'all a positive note. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. But I want y'all to strive. Don't take each other's lives. You're more precious than what the world resides. Don't ride if you don't ride. You ain't gotta catch that homicide. You kill, he kill, we kill. That's all genocide. Self-destruction. Self-destruction. We all heading for self-destruction. Kill ourselves. It was written. What it was written. The laws that given. It's sad. We get arrested so much we don't know the Constitution. That's bad. They could tell us anything in jail. Go to jail, fair trial, what the hell? You know they write the laws as they come up. That kinda get a twisted and called up. Oh, I don't know how to fucking make minerals, but you taught me how to make coke, huh? I don't know how to fight, but you taught me where to buy a gun tonight, huh? It's not a conspiracy. This is a plan, homie. We destroy ourselves. That's a good war strategy. Then they blaming on the youth, cause the youth look like me. And I'm older, so I take it out on them like they my enemy. They my family, but I just don't supposed to like them because they look just like me. That's the prophecy. Destroy us. I won't let them destroy us. What I look like make them destroy my brother. The same brother that probably married my mother. They took the father out the house, then had the nerve to judge us. When there's no father in the house, I can't get out. I'm sunken in, they want me to go back again. I would never go back. I would never relax. I would never deny the fact that I'm pro-black and I don't dislike any other race of the matter. I just want to make sure my race is better than the situation they already in. You chose to come here. My family were kidnapped in the boat name. I said ship name was named Good Ship Jesus. Now, ain't that some bullshit? Now I'm supposed to worship somebody that don't supposed to look like me. He looked like a heroin. That's a heroin? Nah, he looked like he was a heroin. He looked like a rock star. He didn't look like anything the Bible described. But I supposed to put my life in his hands. The same hands that whipped my ancestors, man. They beat us. They beat us right in front of our family. They dissed us. They dissed us right in front of our family. They don't support us. They don't care if we diss us or beat our own family. killer nigga, dead nigga, dead nigga, gone, dead nigga that was killed, kid nigga will be gone, death double homicide, one dead in the ground, the other one in jail, nowhere else to be found, they hide your paperwork, you get lost in the system, they want you to get fingerprinted, so they got a record on you, don't let them confuse you, this shit is not beautiful, this shit is not America, America is something they made up, bruh, land of the free, home of the slaves, they want us to be enslaved till our fucking grave. Black people made the White House and they named the shit white. Let me say that. Black people built the White House and they named that shit white. You understanding? The White House look like the biggest house on the plantation, and that's the house of the motherfucking nation. I say I'm American, I feel embarrassed. It's like me giving props to the parents that molested me, and like the uncle that molested you but put you to college. It's sickening because you still gotta praise him even though he touched you and misconstrued you. That's a misconstrued. You see how they fucked up my brain? They dissed me because I don't know the bastard language of English. The same English I was not taught to learn and shit. I had to learn and hustle just to learn this language. And since I learned the bastardized version of the language, you judge it. You motherfuckers right, boy. I got a chip on my shoulder and the chip didn't come out. Out of nowhere, bruh, I just going in, telling you what I learned from my lesson. I'm a nice guy, and they treat me like a thug. I'm not a thug. People know me, I show love, and I don't have a grudge until that chip is buzzed. Now you budge the chip, and I'm about to rip this shit. I don't care a fuck about it. This the podcast, bitch. I do what I wanna do. Fuck him and fuck you. Bring your family. I can fuck them long too. I don't run out of fuck. It's like a millennium did with Fox. I never ran out of fucks. I'm born unlimited with Fox. I got a fuck for you. And anybody look like you? I got fucks for me. And anybody look like me? And I disagree with the government. They tell you lies, then they sell you shit. Can't tell me there's no food in this country. I turn on TV and I see a hamburger the size of me. You mean to tell me there's not enough food in this country? And I turn on television, I see a hamburger the size of me. Oh, feed us. Don't discard us. You not hearing a regular podcast. You seeing a motherfucker. Let's go. There's a big mistake. There's a big mistake. There's a big mistake. It's not too late to fix this mistake. It's a big mistake, Steak. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake, Steak. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake, Steak. It's a big mistake. It's a big mistake. Ah! This is you, B.I. Ike, man. Episode 9, Season 2. I love you, you love me. I love you, you love me. I love you, you love me. Only thing can beat the beast is unity. Only thing that can beat the beast is unity. The cops will beat me and someone next to me. They videotape it, that's playing an RPG, homie. That's like first shooter, motherfucker, homie. They just showed this shit, how they just execute you. What? Since I'm talking about the government and all this other shit, Can I be honest? Can I be honest? As a black man in my community, and black people know, and everybody else, come with me. We all family. Damn it. I'm not excluding anybody. But there's something going wrong. Everyone calling each other kings and queens, right? And as a queen, I don't think you would trade in your crown for some Indian yaki weave. But that's just me. Like, look. I'm not one to judge you. I used to perm my shit, curl my shit, and marry all that shit myself. And I'm a dude, baby. I'm a dude. But I'm just saying, if we gonna keep calling each other kings and queens, we gotta conduct ourselves as that. A lot of kings and queens are conducting themselves as peasants and want the title of a king or queen, which in kingdom terms, impersonating the king and queen is subject for exile or death. You know what I'm saying? And that is what's happening right now. The people that imperson themselves as kings and queens is so delusional, they actually leave their people to join other people that in reward treat them like the peasant, even though they should treat you as an equal. Now, the death, people are killing themselves. You're killing yourself health-wise, mental-wise, and health and mentally. Physically and mentally. You're killing it yourself, but you're still calling yourself king and queen. Now, I'm from the South, so I done had a pig foot in my mouth and a hog mog and chitlins. But I never call myself a king or queen. I would like to take the role of a philosopher for 800, please. I'd like to take fake motherfuckers for 300, Alex. Yeah. He dissed your podcast in front of your face and tried to play off. Who is James? Thank you. I take eat a dick for 800. I could do this all day, bro. It's nothing to me, bro. Rub your balls, baby. Yeah. You know what? Chicken butt. You know what? Chicken butt. You know what I want to pluck? I want to pluck a chicken butt. You know what I'm going to pluck? I want to pluck a chicken butt. I better pluck a chicken butt. Hit it from the back, I make my bird cluck. She fill it up. Had my eggs in about 3 months. Golden goose, baby. Fuck her like a golden goose. Come in the chicken. Bust a feather loose like. Lift up the skirt. When I lift up the skirt, y'all about to get it. Ball hole long on head when I'm hitting it. I'm saying they're good. You about to get it, they're good. I say they're good. You about to get it, they're good. That's right. That's what I'm wanna fuck. About to cluck it up. Hit it from the back, put a feather like I'm about to pluck. Getting that chicken, I'm on a mission. Hit it from the back, pull out, she peck on my dick like a finger licking. Like I'm KFC. I'm just a dude named Pedro Lee. Getting up in that bird coochie. Hit it from the back, girl, I've used protection, you might have that chicken flu. I'm straight loose out of the chicken coop. People do it like me, I don't think that I do it different, Duke. I'm fucking that chicken. I'm plucking that chicken. Hit it for chicken from the back, but it pluck like watch it go cluck. Fucking that chicken. Fucking that chicken. As much as I want to be in a bad mood, always remember who I am.
DamnGoodBeats.com.
I'm always going to be me. No matter who I am. I'm always going to be me, man. And you always should be you. Always ask for what you want. I have missed out on so many opportunities for not asking what I want. I mean, asking what I really want and like watching someone else ask for it, it'd be the same thing. And then the person be like, yeah, you can get it or have it, or you have the opportunity. I'm like, fuck, I should ask. Then I look like an ass for asking. Not only I look like an ass for asking, I'd feel more fucked up if that was the only opportunity. So ask what you want, man. You know what? The squeaky wheel gets the oil. You don't want to squeak on. You want to get put on. Shout out to DamnGoodBeats.com on this part. Seriously. On this part here. Okay, Friday's going well. I think we're gonna mellow out for the rest of it. I think I proved my motherfucking point. What I had to motherfucking prove to motherfuckers. Now, so you know what? I just thought of something. Why the fuck should I change my format off a motherfucker a pain? You know what? I was once lost, but now I am found. I'm about to do this shit. Allow me to reintroduce myself. Hey yo, it's Friday, March 31st. How y'all doing? Y'all doing good? Y'all doing good? I'd like to give a shout out to everyone born on the day. I hope y'all have a good day. We starting the show right now. These motherfuckers can't fuck with me, man. That was in parentheses. Today's topic . Do you believe in yourself? That's today's topic. Do you believe in yourself? Like, do you really believe in yourself? Or, because you don't always do, or do you constantly doubt yourself? So today's topic is, do you believe in yourself or do you constantly doubt yourself? Hey, can I put this out there while y'all think about that? James, if you listen to the beginning of the song and then you like the beginning of the podcast and you fast forward this moment, yes, I kept on talking about the topic. dick lip sync ships. Yo. Now, so I think at times it can be, I think we have doubt because we're not familiar with the situation we're getting ourselves in. You can't really have confidence in the situation you get yourself in if you don't have confidence in yourself. Like, sometimes I have doubts. I doubt myself if I'm not familiar with what's going on. I doubt myself, which is bad. I should believe in myself. I believe I'll make the right moves. But if you don't know the right moves, like I always say, I don't give a fuck if you playing checkers or you playing chess if I plan on flipping the motherfucking board over when I'm losing. So you gotta have that mentality. No matter what motherfucking game you're playing, you can always level the playing field. You gotta have that in your mind. So now, do you believe in yourself? Or do you doubt yourself? So, I would just love to know. I always say a lot of not asking for what you want is doubting yourself and not believing yourself, because you're so used to hearing no. And the only reason you're used to hearing no in your life because you hardly ask for stuff in your life. If you want to ask for stuff two times in your life and you heard no both times, I mean, that's not really a failure. That just, you heard the answer no. And you should never ask for a question. You should never ask the question if you have an expected answer for it. So if I ask someone, let's say I ask a girl, hey, you want to chill tonight? And I'm expecting her to say yes, and then she's like, no, I'm busy. I should feel pissed the fuck off, or feel this, right? But if I expect her to say yes, I'm going to feel pissed off. I'm going to feel this. I'm going to put some displacement anger somewhere because I expected her to say yes. Instead of what I should have done, had trusted myself and no doubt in myself and asked her a question to see if she was available to chill. That way, if she would have said no, I'm like, all right, cool. I'll catch you on the flip side, you know? So you got to know how to maneuver. It's not how you play the game all the time. It's how you maneuver. It's strategy. It's strategy. That's why you have a player, you have a coach, you have starters, and then you have subs. Now you got to figure which one you want to be. I don't give a fuck, wherever you want to be, even if the coach, you got to be prepared to step in that game when, even as the coach. You might do some miraculous shit. They might write a book about your ass. Be like, hey, coach such and such, this motherfucker ripped off his suit and got in the game. That's unprecedented. So you should always believe in yourself and don't doubt yourself. I understand it's easier said than done, but trust me, man, wherever I give y'all topics to, I'm going through it or been through it. I'm not gonna just jump out the window with some bullshit and then throw it to you and expect you like, here, run with the motherfucking ball if I ain't never touched the motherfucking pig skin myself. What kind of bullshit is that? Let's vibe out. Don't that shit drops good? Does it feel good to vibe out? Yo, first of all, for all the listeners, I want y'all to do this. I want y'all to call me out right now, right? I want y'all to call me the fuck out because I deserve it. I want y'all to be like, Pedro, you did not have any belief in yourself, and you doubted yourself because you made a motherfucker make you come out of your character and get off your motherfucking square again. And I'll tell you why. Because instead of me being with you guys, speaking to you, doing my same format, for me, people that appreciate what the fuck I do, I took time out. I took time the fuck out to talk to a motherfucker, or talk about a motherfucker that's is really irrelevant. So, on the count of three, before you vibe with me, I want to say, fuck you, Pedro. You played yourself. All right. 1, 2, 3. Fuck you, Pedro. You played yourself. Now vibe with me. I'd like to give a shout out to real shit. I'm about to talk about some real shit, man. Because I already know the majority of you already believe in yourself. And only a small amount of y'all doubt yourself. And there's a reason y'all doubt yourself, because y'all ain't familiar with y'all getting into. But once y'all become familiar, you believe in yourself too. So I'm not even worried about that. Let's take that off the shelf, man. Thank you. Thank you. Y'all did a good job, man. I want to get a shout out for everybody, like dudes, when you feel it coming, you try to adjust and slow down the stroking, but pump at the same time. And I like girls that like bounce a little bit when they coming. So yeah, you know what I'm saying, trying to make them feel good for that good time. That's what, you know what I'm saying, that was good. That was going to, you know what I'm saying, sex make the world go round. Getting down from the sound from the fucking ground. Let's go. One, two, you don't stop. I think next season I'm bringing back P-Rock. I said 1, 2, you don't stop. Next season I'm bringing back P-Rock. I appreciate y'all going through this filibuster with me. Even though I played myself and we all agree, I just proved to a pussy that they can't fuck with you or me. Episode 9. Relax your mind, set your conscience free. You now rocking to the smooth sounds of that boy Pedro Lee. Huh. Some say I'm nasty, I won't disagree. Give me a chance, shorty, I go bonkers in that. I'm so calm, so chill, and I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill.
shorty ride at will. I give you something you can feel. I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill. I give you something you can feel. I need it real, shorty. Instagram bore me, and then no sense of Snapchatting me, pussy. You fucking feel me? I bang till the frames crack in your lobby. Sexing is my sport, making love is my hobby. You think you ready? Come at me. Your conversation is a tease to me. I already have a sense of what that mouth may do to me. I take them blind, crippling crazy, 25 to 80. I make a nipple seem fucking lazy. People bring Karma Sutra books to me so they can be autographed by me. I didn't make the positions, mommy. I just perfected them, you feel me? You don't believe me? I take you on a trip to ecstasy. The first ride is all on me. Cause I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, because my fam has no chill. Shorty ride at will. I give you something you can feel. I'm so calm, so calm, I'm so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So I suggest you remain calm, cause my fam has no chill. I'm giving you something you can feel. Finger pop, non-stop, you came through in a crop top. Hit it in the kitchen on the stove top. Big game top notch, have you warm and hot like a crock pot. Hit it in the right spot, you come while you telling me don't stop. He can do it like me, I think not. Do the lane tweak it, that's how dumb motherfuckers get shot. Biscuit go bam bam bedrock. Don't have me to resort back to the old P-Rock. Flow sick, shit call a doc. I must be feeling you, cause when I bone, I took off my socks. Too easy. She's bad and bougie. I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. Cause I'm so calm, so calm, I'm so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. Yo, I'm so calm, so calm, so chill, so chill. And I break these motherfuckers off for real. So you stay calm, I can't believe this episode. None of you will be alright. Let's go. You'll be alright. Another episode. Go.